Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A wonderful development out in Nevada. The right wing had been touting what they said was an example of voter fraud. Voter fraud. A woman died in the year 2017. In 2020, a ballot came back in for her, filled out, and they said she was dead. She voted, and therefore there was fraud, and this must have happened a lot of other times. Her husband went on air, gave a TV interview saying this was fraud, and he's very, very concerned about fraud in Nevada. Tucker Carlson used it on his show on Fox, Tuckums. Troy Reed refers to him as Tuckums. Tuckums said, well, this is an example of fraud. How many do we need? This is enough. Blah, blah, blah. Well, in a not too surprising development to me, that husband of the dead woman who gave the interview was just indicted on two counts of voter fraud for filling out his wife's ballot for Trump. And he filled his own ballot out for Trump. He's facing up to 8 years in prison. So, you know, at what point do people understand that the kinds of voter fraud that are alleged frequently are voting by Republicans for another person, a dead person, or people who have summer homes as well as their regular home, and they vote in both areas? Could be Florida and Wisconsin. It could be Door County and Milwaukee, that kind of thing. The other thing that does occasionally happen is a woman, single woman, may be living with her mother. Her mother passes away a week before the election, a month before the election. The ballot's already been mailed. She knows her mother. She knows how she would have voted. Sometimes the mother's already filled out the ballot. It's mailed back in. But the mother's dead at the time of the vote. That is fraud. That should not happen. That sometimes happens. That has nothing to do with the overall election. Nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. So there you have it. Tuckums on Fox is very unlikely to do a mea culpa. Is very, very unlikely to say, I was wrong. Yes, that was fraud, but it was a Republican, the husband, who was touting it, and he's the guy that filled out his dead wife's ballot. But that is what happened. Another piece of good news, there was an audit by the Legislative Audit Bureau in Wisconsin. That's independent, highly respected. It was requested by the legislature to look at the election because of all these fake Gableman, Voss, Trump attacks, to look at the election statewide. They just issued a report saying that the election had been conducted legitimately and it was safe and secure. Largely safe and secure. There was no meaningful indication of any irregularities. There were an occasional ballot, for instance, where husband and wife would vote, and one, they would each witness the other's signature. Same last name, same residence, and they both were alive, they were both there, and the husband would fill in their address, and then the wife would not fill it in a second time under her signature. That's not fraud, and there weren't even many of those. The recommendations they made were good recommendations. One of them was have some regularity and regulation on drop boxes and the ability of clerks to fill in addresses for married couples in small towns where everybody knows them and the wife doesn't fill in her address the second time. That's absolutely fine. I mean, that's the kind of good stuff. But the Legislative Audit Bureau, unlike Gableman and his gorillas spending state money to do cyber ninja to suck up to Trump, the legitimate regular legislative audit bureau did an exhaustive audit and found that there was no fraud and that the election was safe and secure. Safe and secure. Well, I'm going to go to a guy, and now I have a lot of least favorite people, especially the 7 or 8 Republican congressmen who conspired to launch the insurrection, who should be criminally prosecuted. I've already given their names, removed from the Congress. But here's another one, Louis DeJoy. Remember him? Postmaster? Why the hell he's the postmaster? I don't know. He's doing a bad job. Not only is he a Republican, he also was found to have funneled campaign contributions to people who then donated them in their own name. That's a criminal offense. I have no idea why he hasn't been criminally charged, unless the statute of limitations has expired. But then you don't want this guy as our postmaster. Turns out, it's just been disclosed that he has a $30 to $75 million stake in XPO, a freight transportation company that has contracts with the post office. Now, first of all, you can say, wait a minute. How can you get away with saying my ownership interest is $30 to $75 million? How about being a little more precise? Unfortunately, it was the Congress that did this. You only have to disclose financial positions within wide ranges. So say from 0 to 2 million or 10 million to 70 million. It shows some marker of ownership, but it's not very precise. And that's wrong. They should put the exact amount, in my view. In my view. In the first 2 months that DeJoy was in his position as postmaster, the post office signed 2 new contracts with XPO, Freight Transportation Company, in which he has a $30 to $75 million stake. Hey, hey, look, look. Do you think that the people in the post office who are charged with executing these contracts might have thought in the back of their minds the boss might be pleased with this? Are you kidding me? That's a conflict of interest. If he is going to be the postmaster, which he shouldn't be, hey, Biden gets to appoint the board of the post office who hire and fire him. Where are they? The Biden's got to call these guys up, who are the Democrats, and say, fire this guy. Fire his worthless butt. If the Republicans are blocking confirmation and even put him in an acting basis, fire him anyway and deal with it in the courts. You can't have this guy. He's the guy that shredded counting machines. They counted millions of votes in Democratic areas. He just shredded them, took them offline, didn't even resell them. Remember that guy? Slowed down the mail so ballots wouldn't get in time by various state deadlines. Get him out of there. Frank, he gives me the willies. You take a look at the guy, sort of looks like Ernst Stavro Blofeld. Remember him in the James Bond movie, the guy petting the white kitten with a sort of wandering eye, and then suddenly he pushes a button and some guy falls in the piranha pool. That's what this guy's like. Get rid of him. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show, great call-ins. Matt Flynn Direct will be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Stand by for great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Luke and Brian, Dueling Tangents, Devil Radio, Earl Ingram, my good friend. Good evening program, good weekend programming. Pizza Box Mike, signing off for now. Back tomorrow, Matt Flynn Direct, same time, same place.